95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, you want to change our name already? You know, what a brilliant idea when you get a little traction going to change your name right away, especially to something really ridiculous.
I can't imagine what you're talking about.
It's just a good laugh. What a brilliant plan. That'll work out.
He's talking about my old station.
And mine.
And the ridiculous company. Yeah, and yours as well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's tell you what's coming up today on the show.
Okay.
There is a Texas man who might be fighting Florida for the title of dumb.
Wow.
I mean, by himself.
Texas, one man in Texas v. all of Florida's insanity.
I believe
insanity.
So. I believe he's trying.
Impressive.
He is trying that.
Yeah.
First dose. How was your first dose?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I have had mine. Yours is coming up Saturday, you said?
Yes.
And I love that you have no idea where it is.
Yeah,
you're just going to wander around the city.
Can I have a shot? Can I get a shot?
I'm sure I'd get the right shot, then.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
So we'll talk about that. We also are going to talk about, you know, those programs that malware that lock up your computer? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, send us $500, mm-hmm. misspelled improperly, and blah,
and
blah,
you
blah.
Have to pay them or they will not release your files.
Yes, I know a way around that. Maybe we can talk about it.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do. We got
you
out of it one time.
Huh?
Yeah, I had load. Yeah. We, yeah.
What?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy... he wants his porn back. That's what this story's about.
I wonder where the malware came from.
He took his porn. We're going to do Taste Test Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like
woo!
And you helped stop a crime.
I did. Well, no, wait, I didn't.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I see. Yeah, someone
you, the
did.
List. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, that's, that's how it works.
Well, good for you for stopping a crime, you. There's people listening? What?
And we're going to give away $500 with our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Yes.
Rock.
Before 4 p.m.
Yeah, between now and 4, we'll play a tiny little bit of a song, and you'll get $500 for it. You do it, right?
It's KLOS 95.5.
And it's 2 for Tuesday, so I was thinking, how about a couple from Foghat? That would be nice, huh?
95.5, KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
2 for Tuesday from Foghat there. I hope you're out driving and had an open lane, because that is a perfect driving song.
Agreed.
Love
do you
it.
Have a playlist? Do you have a driving playlist?
I have about 150 in my car, something like that, on an old-school iPod. Yeah.
Wow.
Everything. Anything you can imagine, topics, blah, blah, blah. So,
that,
yes.
That is Sluggo in a nutshell.
It's all about the music, man. Love the music.
You know how, I'd like to thank Paul on Twitter for tipping me off to this story.
Paul, thank you.
You know how everybody attacked the Capitol mm-hmm. on January 6th and broke in?
Well, a select few.
Yes,
yes,
sure.
Uh-huh.
I didn't, everybody.
Yeah,
right.
We weren't all there.
So then the FBI decides that they want to ID these people. So they start looking for facial recognition.
Right.
And they start looking for clothing.
Right.
And they go through people's social media.
That's got to be kind of an interesting thing to do. If you're good at that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And then when you pinpoint people, and that's got to be pretty fun.
That would be, I think, rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. We,
yes.
found, we
yeah.
found the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
In,
I mean,
some cases, it wasn't very hard because they were posting on,
right.
you know, social media.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Look
here,
at me.
Yeah.
Look
and then
me,
what about the guy who planted the little explosives? Have they found that dude yet?
I don't know if
yeah,
they did or not.
I know they're looking for that one. He was really locked down in his appearance, hard to find.
But apparently, and then they started asking if people could help them.
Yep.
Do you have a friend that was talking about it and all that
kind
of stuff?
You have a jerk friend who.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone you can't stand.
So the FBI's been rounding up as many of these people as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a guy in Dallas, Texas. And in a court filing. On Monday, this past Monday, federal prosecutors described Garrett Miller.
Garrett Miller. Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live way back in the 70s?
I think that's Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Miller. This
or
is Garrett.
Garrett okay.
His brother.
Uh-huh.
It's not his brother. They described this as they knocked on the door, and he opened the door, and he was wearing a shirt. And the shirt said, "I was there." Hold up. I was there, Washington, D.C., January 6th, 2021.
Well, we don't have any questions for you after all. Just come with us. Thank you for that.
I was there.
Wow.
He's wearing a shirt.
He had it made.
Yes.
And then he put it on.
And it has the city and the date, the exact date and everything on it.
And if they were really, really bad at their jobs, they wouldn't have.
Man, I'm telling you, if you and I
beautiful.
Were the FBI agents that knocked on that
that's
door.
The only one we would have ever solved.
We would
solved.
Fall over laughing.
Yeah.
Dude. This is a full confession in a shirt.
Just hold it up in court. They don't have to actually
right.
talk to him.
Is this your shirt? Yeah. Well,
I was there, Washington, D.C., January 6th, 2021. So congratulations to really smart guy Garrett Miller from Texas. Next up, Miss Missy.
Put your hands together.
Misty. Rainbow. Get ready.
Very, 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 very L.A. band, Motley Crue. We've got another very, very, very California L.A. band. New stuff from Dirty Honey. Their self-titled debut album is coming out on April 23rd. We got another new track to play from them just a few minutes from now.
I love them so much.
Me too, man. They are just rocking. They're just kicking ass.
Yep.
Great stuff. Agreed. Yeah. Well, so we have $500 in cash just laying here. You want to give it away or you want to go spend it somewhere?
There was a guy that won $3,000 yesterday.
Yeah, just from listening to 1 second of nonstop rock.
And the answer to that song was Paranoid?
Yep, Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
I didn't even know it when I first heard it. I'm like, I don't know what that
is. Exactly.
I know that song since I was little.
But then when you play the longer clip, you're like of course.
Yeah,
of course that's it.
Yeah, very frustrating.
So he won $3,000, but we have $500 for you.
And if you don't get it, then it rolls over to $1,000.
So we don't want to say we're rooting against you.
But we do like a good boy, large amounts of money.
Sort of are.
So
it's Kevin and Slogo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
Ooh, putting the wrong emphasis there.
Yeah. So we have $500. We're going to play a song, 1 second of a song. You have to identify. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And if you call her 13 and you have the title of the song and the artist, you'll win $500.
So good luck to you. Or bad luck. All right, give it a good listen. Here you go. What is that? If you know, now's the time to call 818-985-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
It is a shame that's not a better song. Wow.
I mean, right?
I love that.
Those guys have shown up a number of times on Heidi and Frank and play live, and they're always just so incredible. Just so we've been talking about bands that show up and are super good live.
Yep.
And they
not everyone is.
Nope. But they are stripped down and do it. Dirty Honey's new one. That is Tied Up.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce, you are caller 13.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Well done.
Yeah, have you ever played our precious little game before? Do you know how it works?
Yes, I do.
All right, so tell me the name of this song, tell us the artist, and you get yourself $500.
Okay, I'll try it.
All right, we're going to play it for you really quickly here, and then you can tell us.
It's coming at you in 3, 2, 1. What is that?
White Room by Cream.
Oh, that is a good song, but I'm sorry, that's not it.
It is not that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. You know, we're not happy that he lost.
No,
of course
not.
We wanted him to have $500.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But now it's up to $1,000 between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. On the way, we're going to talk about the first dose and how that went for you.
Yeah, the first vaccination and the perils and pitfalls or lack of thereof or something. Some crap like
that. Well said.
Thank you.
Plus the 1 second. Plus the 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $1,000.
Yeah.
This hour, so
yep.
Before 5 o'clock. You know about ransomware, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
It did once, yeah. I was downloading massive amounts of porn and trying to set up this, a gun sale.
You were trying to sell AK-47s?
Yes, exactly.
No, they take over companies and it says you have to pay us a ransom and then we'll release your computers.
Right.
And it's been going on for a long time.
Very long time.
And they can hack anybody.
They have hacked pretty much everyone. Anyone with any clout, any money, anything that says, oh, there's no way you can get in here.
And a tremendous amount of people pay. Let me look up the stat. In 2020, they think that $120 billion were spent.
Really? To those people that just always misspell everything. And
I'm sorry, $123 billion.
Don't forget that other $3
billion.
Low. That is incredible.
Right? Because it's easier than restarting and...
From scratch.
Yeah. And you just downtime and...
Well, why do you trust them? I mean, if they've hacked your computer, gotten in, said that, and then you send them the cash, it's not like a ransom where the daughter shows up, you know, on the doorstep the next day and all is well.
No, but they do, for the most part, release your stuff.
Yeah, really?
The money.
Okay.
Because they just want the money.
Right, right, right. But what's to stop them from doing it again? Once you paid up, doesn't it be like, oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
We got out from under one of them one time about 6 years ago, and it was a really insane process. Basically, you know, you have to look online. There's a solution for everything, and a lot of the solutions we tried for a couple of days to get out from under this didn't
work.
What
did your screen look like?
It was like a red, white, and blue, and it was pretending to be the FBI or something, but, you know, everything was misspelled and weirdly.
Oh, that was me.
And you wanted, I think it was a couple thousand or something or whatever, contact these people. And
so maybe they know, you know, you're not a big company.
Yeah.
So they don't make it millions or whatever.
Right. Yes. No, I suppose. You know, I don't know. I think this wrote in on some weird JPEG that I had downloaded. It wasn't even interesting, but it was just like, you know. I mean, if it had been 15 years ago, I'd be like, oh, they were looking for my prom.
So this used to happen a tremendous amount and still does, the ransomware. But there's a new thing called extortionware.
Okay.
Extortion.
Okay.
So they'll go into your computer and look for something embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then they'll download it.
Right.
And
have a good laugh.
And yes, and then have it. And then they demand that you pay money.
Or everybody's going to see the pictures of you upside down, covered in jelly and wearing a Santa suit.
Are those your pictures?
What? No? No. Huh?
No, but that is the thing where they actually download embarrassing things and then they straight extortion.
So it's more personal
money.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah, so it used to just be kind of a random whoever.
Pay us. Yeah, because ransomware, they say pay us money and we'll release your computers.
Right. You can go back to your weird pictures.
Extortionware is we're going to release all this information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In this particular case, they found the IT director.
Dude, who should know better?
And he had a tremendous amount of porn files.
What sort of prawn, pray tell, one wonders.
Doesn't say, but there were a lot of folders.
Yeah, folders, yeah.
That were cataloged under the names of porn stars and porn websites.
Those are the people who are always telling you, don't ever do anything.
Yes,
you'll be fired.
They should absolutely know.
Yeah.
But this guy had all kinds of porn.
I can do it.
And it was organized really well.
I know how to do it.
And the hacker group wrote, thank God for the name of the guy, while he was pleasuring himself, we downloaded several hundred gigabytes of private information about the company's customers.
Oh, man.
God bless him.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
So they not only take his porn, but they go into anybody that's a customer.
Yeah.
And they can download all of that.
Or patient or what have you.
Yes, exactly.
Fun.
So I need to go home and make some changes on my computer right away. 95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
FFDP times 2 on a 2 for Tuesday, and the last one cover of Bad Company there on KLOS. So, you know, Marcy's March Madness marches on today. It is Pink Floyd v. AC/DC. Who do you think has been pulling forward, pulling
That's
out?
That's a tough one.
It is kind of
I would guess it's a close to even.
Yeah, very good. It is pretty much almost split right down the middle. And last I checked,
AC/DC?
Yeah, just
barely.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you feel about that?
That's tough.
AC/DC v. Pink Floyd. Go to 95.5KLOS.com right now. And, of course, the whole thing will be decided this weekend. JD is going to be overseeing all the battles of the bands as it all comes and shakes out.
And then what happens?
Then the bands that lose are going to be put to death, actually put to sleep.
I did not know
that. Yeah, they'll be put down, and it'll be quite a ritual. And it'll probably be something that'll be on
it's
pay-per-view.
It's our first annual and last annual.
Yeah. Well, if anybody gets wind of it, I suppose.
So you got your first vaccine shot.
I did. Last Saturday, I finally got the notice from UCLA, hey, come on down, get your shot, old man. And everybody's been asking all sorts of advice, all sorts of, you know, I mentioned it on a couple social
what
media
advice?
Platforms. Well, you know, have Tylenol ready, be ready to sleep for a while. You're going to feel sick. All these different things.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
does that happen to everybody?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody so far, and what I'm really curious about is how many people have had a different experience as well, because every single experience seems to be different.
Call us if you have a weird experience or one that seems to be different from everybody else. 818-955. KLOS.
Yeah, with your first shot of Moderna, you're going to be this weekend, right?
This Saturday,
your first jab?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so so I was kind of prepared. I was like, you know, I had advice on what to do with my arm because it's going to hurt. Have it in your left arm if you're a righty. All this kind of stuff.
It seems lame.
It does.
It seems lame.
It's nice, though. Everybody is really nice.
But it seems lame to get advice for an arm that hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not broken. It's just you got a shot.
Well,
it hurts.
Apparently, some people, it kind of freezes up and it kind of, you know, get a little hard area around it. And if you keep doing this, you know, moving it and stuff, then it helps. And so I was sort of prepared. I wasn't concerned about it at all. I just wanted to get it done. I got to tell you, I waltzed into the place, literally, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Did you have a partner?
Yeah, you know. Which really upset everybody. They got out of my way, which is kind of nice. No, but I was in and out in 25 minutes. It was walk-in place, and UCLA had it set up so well. And I kind of want to have, for my second shot in about a month, someone from UCLA come here and give me that second shot. Maybe you can have yours. Maybe we can...
How long do you have to wait?
Up. That's like a month. I have it scheduled now, but I'm thinking, you know, it'd be a public service thing if UCLA is interested in coming down here, talking about all the weird questions people have. I mean, it is. It's all up in the air. It's a first time for this, so of course it's...
Do people get sick from the first shot? A lot of people got sick, I heard, from the second shot.
I've heard both. I've heard that if you've actually had COVID, then the first shot can knock you down.
Oh, that sucks for me
so
much.
Because you've had it twice.
Twice.
You've been in line twice.
And recently, just like New Year's Day, I had it.
But I got to tell you, man, and I think I had it. I'm like that kid on that.
I'm still living.
Yeah, I'm still living. I thought I had. I'm pretty sure I did because I was sick for like 6 weeks. I had a couple of weeks off and on of fever. I've never been so sick in my life last year.
Right. What? You know. But when in the year?
It was February. That was like, you know, when it was really happening last February.
Oh, okay. So it was over a year ago.
Yeah. So, you know, I was ready for whatever. I'm like, this will be a reaction. It's not an actual sickness if I do have any kind of symptoms.
Yeah, you don't panic because you know that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what happened?
Huh?
Nothing.
You weren't tired?
My arm doesn't hurt.
You weren't drained?
I wasn't drained. I wasn't
tired.
You didn't
have a temperature?
I didn't get sick. I didn't get a temperature. I was able to speak French fluently for about half an hour.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it faded?
Yeah, it faded. No, but seriously, I mean, I was shocked. I was like, I was ready for, you know, a real ass kicking from this, and nothing happened at all.
You seem disappointed almost.
I guess that's
Slugo's
not the right
a guy
word.
Who really looks forward to and a good ass kicking.
Yeah, actually, I was looking forward to a good excuse for not doing much work for a while. I couldn't lie about it on
I'm
this.
I'm so sorry. Exactly. I'm so sick. I can't come in.
I was really thinking about it. You know, I got to tell you, because, you know, I mean, I wanted to really just kind of blow out and have a great weekend.
Sure.
And then, you know, I'd come in back today, maybe tomorrow.
Well, let me just say, next Monday, I am out. All right, listen, if you had a different experience.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Call us now. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
And that is, someone mentioned the Cream song White Room a little while ago in relation to our precious little contest today, and made me need to hear that one, Apocalyptica's cover, the new one with Jacoby Shaddix. Good stuff, White Room there.
We are talking about getting your vaccine.
Yeah,
and
the
especially
first shot.
The first shot, yep. And the problems that maybe you had. Who's this?
This is retired Green Beret Doug. But if you get COVID, sir, you will know it. You won't be guessing. You'll know it.
Yeah, I had it, and I knew it.
COVID, I think I've had it, I think. Yep, still living.
So have you had your shot? Have you had your first vaccination?
Yeah, I got the first one, sailed right through that puppy. The second one knocked me on my ass.
Interesting,
The second one
second
was the bad
after
one.
Having it. Doug, thanks for calling in. KLOS. Stereo.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You got your first vaccine shot?
Yeah, this is a friend who was in his early 60s who had his doctor advise him to go get the shot, and he got it, and he had a blood clot in his leg, and his leg swelled up to 4 times its normal size.
Now, why are you telling me? But that's an exception, right?
Well, it's interesting,
I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought it was noteworthy.
Yeah.
Muggo said nothing happened at all
to me. Yes, but it's different with everybody. Yeah. So I guess Kevin, what I should do is probably massage your leg and make sure that there's no blood clots in there. Here we go.
Good.
No, I'm starting now. While you take this call,
KLOS. Hello.
Now just relax.
Hi. Hi. This is Rhonda from San Pedro, and I just wanted to give my little input.
Yes.
I had the Moderna, and the first shot, I had no symptoms other than my arm was sore for about 4 days.
Okay.
And about 40 days later, I had the second shot. And I was ready, you know, I took my Advil and I was ready, went to bed, and I woke up with this crazy stiff neck. It was stiff for about all day, stiff. Probably about 8 hours.
A stiff neck? I've not heard that one.
Mm-mm, yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Did you have any other symptoms, like illness, or you felt like you had a cold or anything?
No. Huh. I was a little groggy, true. I was a little groggy, and my neck hurt all day, but other than that, it was good to go, and I'm ready to face the world now.
Welcome Fantastic. Back. Thanks for calling in. I think it's interesting that everybody has different experiences with this stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
So, my name is Monique. I've been listening to Sluggo since 1994. Anyways, I wanted to tell you about my experience getting the
vaccine?
Second dose of the Moderna vaccine.
It was the second one that hurt you? Not the first one?
The first one, it was... Actually, the first one was bad, too.
Oh, was it? Great. Wow, what?
Great.
So, in the middle of the night, like, I wake up and, like, my arm is just throbbing.
Huh.
And then the next day I woke up and I just felt, like, just, you know, tired and just, like, lagged, you know, just... And then with the second one, so, like, eight hours after I got my second dose of the Moderna vaccine, I started throwing up. I had the fever, the chills.
This was the second one? But, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, damn. Monique, thanks for calling. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. I know you. We haven't chatted in a while, but thanks for calling in.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. I think you guys are great together. I listen to you guys every single day on my ride home. And, yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Feel better.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You had your vaccine?
Yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson shot. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday. And, you know, I got it, like, at 4:15. And then at about 10 o'clock at night, my feet started to, like, move a little bit, and all of a sudden I had the chills for about an hour where, you know, I pick up a glass, water shaking.
Wow.
And I'm literally uncomfortable. I didn't sleep very well, had body soreness for about a day and a half. But I still kept on and did my usual, you know, gym routine and everything else, and the next day I was fine.
Now, Johnson & Johnson is the one you don't have to go back after so much time, right? You just have the one shot and that's it, is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my arm was barely sore. My friends had one friend didn't have any symptoms except a sore arm. The other one had the same thing that I did. Plus, she had a fever.
Wow, I love that. I think it's so interesting.
Yeah,
I just wonder
great.
If that one's
it's
a little
really
more
great.
Intense.
Thanks for
calling in. Yeah.
you guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Happy to have you on the air.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. So, I'm hoping that we can get UCLA. I'm actually going to try and get a hold of them to come down here for my second shot. Maybe you can have yours as well, and maybe
right.
you can just answer some questions. It'll be about in a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We have been talking about your first vaccination, your COVID vaccination, and you have someone on the phone here, Kevin?
I do. Allie McKay.
Allie McKay?
Who I worked with for a long time. Hey, Allie.
Get out of here.
Hi.
Hi.
Sluggo.
What are you doing? Are you having a cup of tea and a chat with Bean?
Oh, look at you. Isn't that the worst name of a podcast ever?
I mean, it's not great.
So, the only thing,
you
it's
know,
not great news.
You know what I wanted?
Huh.
I wanted Bean and abroad because he's overseas.
Oh my God!
Abroad.
That's
right?
Perfect.
That's so much better.
Right?
Yes,
so much better.
That is solid.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So Allie has quite the story about the vaccine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. All right, let's hear it.
Well, I got vaccinated last week, and I thought, all right, this is pretty good. That night, I thought, okay, nothing, feeling good. The next day, I thought, oh, maybe it wasn't the best that we're going to record the podcast because Bean is in London, I'm in L.A., so we record very early.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up, and I go get my coffee, and I'm like, well, that's weird. That is a very cold right foot.
Oh.
And I thought, but nothing else is cold.
But wait, left foot fine?
No, left foot fine, everything else fine.
Weird.
So I sat down and I did what everyone does. I Googled cold right foot vaccine. Nothing coming up.
Right.
I thought maybe some extremity thing would come up. Nope.
Right.
So then I think, okay, well, maybe my foot's just cold. No big deal. But then I go get another coffee and it's getting increasingly colder. Wow. I'm like, well, this is just crazy. So no worries. I'm fine. Everything's going to be okay. I sit down to do the podcast, and I glance down at my right sock.
Mm-hmm.
Huge hole in my right sock. Every time I step on my cold floor.
Oh my God.
It would be cold.
That's beautiful. So that's what your brain does to you, though. You're all set to be scared and everything's going to be horrible.
You're
and
Googling cold right foot.
Cold right foot, comma, vaccine. I'm like, well, this is Google sucks. This is awful. What an absolute idiot.
Do we need to do a GoFundMe for socks? I mean, you all right?
It's also one of my favorite pairs of socks.
Oh,
on it, and
sucks.
It's all cozy. I know. But right. Honestly, no side effects, no nothing. I got the first shot of Moderna, and I cannot wait to get my second one.
Maybe you should come down here. I'm hoping to have UCLA give me my second one on the air, and maybe Kevin can get his second one. Maybe we can all do some sort of group shot. It'll be fun.
That doesn't
last
sound
time
fun.
I did a group shot, it was for penicillin. So that's
Ozzy V. Black Sabbath in a twofer out of the blue or something. I don't know.
Bloofer.
Yeah, a bloofer. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I want to give away $1,000. You want to give away $1,000?
I would love to give away $1,000. Yes, it is Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game. So take a quick listen to this. Be caller 13 if you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, and you get yourself $1,000. Here you go. What is that? Now's the time to call 818-955 KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God, thank you.
You get a shot at $1,000. Don't tell us now, but do you think you know what it is?
I think I do.
Okay, we're going to play it for you one more time, and maybe you can just either become more
Whoa, where's this going? Would you like $1,000? Then tell us what this song is and who performs it. Are we good here? Are we ready to go?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, me either.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, here. Take a close listen. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Okay, is it Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA?
I'm sorry.
It is not.
No. That means have a good day, all right?
Thank you.
Win $1,000 somewhere else. Some other better radio station.
Thank you.
It's good to hear you guys again.
Thank you.
Thanks. So it'll be $1,500 now. Between now and 6 p.m., we'll play it again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Twofer from the Fighters Foo, including their new one. They're Making a Fire from Medicine at Midnight.
Check this out. Every day at 1 o'clock, Marcy has trips to see Billy Idol.
Where?
Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Yes.
When are the shows coming up soon then?
Tickets for those shows go on sale this Friday at the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas.com.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Well done, Marcy.
Every day at 1.
I'm going to have to be friendly with her.
If you haven't seen Billy Idol live, you're really missing out because he is amazing.
He always brings it. It's always an incredible show. And do whatever it takes to win Marcy's favor and win yourself some tickets tomorrow.
I wish we had time to do Taste Test Tuesday, but we're running a little late.
But no, look at these delicious things. I want to eat these. What are you talking about?
We have people that bring
my
in
favorite
food.
Thing of the week.
We have people that bring in food and they just laugh. And they put it down and then we're supposed to eat it.
Hey, buddy, eat this on the air. You're going to hate it.
This is a Thai lime and chili almond.
That sounds delicious.
Not to me.
You don't
it
like
sounds too spicy.
Spicy food.
Oh, I like spicy.
All right. This one is a crispy, crunchy, spicy. Well, they've brought in two spicy things this time. Mochi rice nuggets. I love mochi. Mochi is usually very sweet. It's kind of like an ice cream almost, generally.
I got to be honest. This Thai lime and chili is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're liking. So those are the almonds.
Yeah.
Are they very spicy?
They're spicy, but not too spicy.
Right. You know, I am finding, you know, like, say, 20 years ago, anything that said spicy was never spicy. Like, if you'd have to ask for something.
For me, it was.
I guess that's why. Yeah. Finally, though, things are actually pretty spicy.
Hey, this isn't bad.
This is really good.
You're going to love these.
Mochi rice nuggets.
We're really only doing this so we can get free food.
That's right. And then eat it at you on the air. So you get to listen to us munch.
All right, I'm trading here. Crispy, crunchy, spicy mochi rice nuggets.
Those are pretty spicy, I got to tell you, dude. Now, maybe you didn't think these were. I love almonds.
I don't think those were terrible.
No, these are not spicy.
What?
That's pretty spicy that you're eating now. You have some water. You ready to spit it out? Or what do you think? They're good, huh? They're crunchy.
They're crunchy.
Very crunchy. I'm liking this.
Pretty spicy.
Wait. Oh. I was like, what the hell is that? There's something weird in here. I didn't realize there was also a little leaves and what have you. Spices in the almonds.
All right, I don't enjoy that one.
You don't like that one? Oh, that one's kicking your butt.
No, the mochi rice, no.
Oh, man. He's turning red, ladies and gentlemen. He's hyperventilating, a little bit of sweat. I'm seeing some veins on the forehead.
Mm. I'm drinking water, but isn't it a thing you're supposed to drink?
Drink milk. Yeah.
Why don't drink we have milk? I am. My mouth is on fire.
Oh, dude. Wow. I would say I'm sorry, but it's kind of funny.
Give me some goddamn milk.
I'm loving these. So you can get both of these at Trader Joe's.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
A little too hot.
I'll give you that one back. I'll take the other one.
A little too hot, but
mochi.
Get
is your mouth okay?
It's a little hot.
Still burning. You didn't find any milk. I saw you wander off into the hallways of this radio station.
I mean, I don't know where I thought I would find milk. And it's not exactly in every office.
Trader Joe's crispy, crunchy, spicy, mochi rice nuggets is what did you in.
I will say this.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
If I liked spicy stuff, yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But my mouth
not
is
so
on
much. Yeah.
Fire now. We usually take stuff pretty lightly. We
yeah.
don't care about much.
Right.
We have fun.
Yep.
Well, every once in a while, though, you have to get serious for a second.
Yep.
And the nonsensical stuff that's going on against Asian Americans.
Cannot stand it.
Is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
Yes.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so based in such ignorance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's unbelievable.
And I saw a video today of an older woman, and the guy was just kicking her in the head, and there's no way she could defend herself. And there were two security guards inside a store just standing there watching.
That I really don't understand. Why do you have a uniform on?
You're not I don't
do
either.
Anything. Why do you take the job if you're not going to jump in and help out? That's what you're there for.
That's what you're there
literally
for.
Literally what you're there
I
for.
I don't know. Yeah. But I do know this. There's a lot more of us than them.
Yeah, very true.
There's a lot more people that would never do that than
right.
people who would do that.
Yep.
And I just want to give you an example. First, let's play the audio of this guy from Ohio who fought in the military and has been beat up many times because he's not patriotic looking. Listen to this.
Wow.
And say that I don't look American or patriotic enough. People question my patriotism, that I don't look American enough. They could not get over this face. I want to show you something. I want to tell you.
Stands up.
Because I'm not afraid.
Starts unbuttoning his shirt.
I don't have to live in fear, intimidation, or insults. I'm 69 years old. And I'm going to show you what patriotism, the questions about patriotism looks like.
So he unbuttons his shirt and he pulls it up so that you can see his scars.
Okay. Wow. Like, what sort of?
Military scars.
Right. From
Listen, okay. You'll hear.
Here is my proof. Huh? This is sustained from my service in the U.S. military. Now, is this patriot enough?
How crazy is that?
What a good question.
He had scars all across his chest from fighting in the U.S. military.
Right. For this country.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Now, there's two other stories that I want to highlight, and then we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS, and we want to know if you helped stop a crime.
Right.
Because it's not really that hard to do.
No.
It really isn't, because there are so many more of us.
Right.
There was a New England Patriot player named Justin Heron who was working out in Tempe, and he stopped somebody who was attacking a 79-year-old woman. And the police department gave him an award and said,
nice.
Congratulations.
Right.
And I just want to tell a story that happened to me, not to me, but I was in a grocery store, and there was a woman who was wearing a pretty tight dress. And there was a guy who was drunk and was yelling stuff at her like, hey, if you're going to dress like that, what do you expect?
Oh.
So, and I noticed, like, there's no one else saying
doing anything.
Right.
Right.
But I did look around to see if there were other people, and there were. So I stepped toward him, and I said, hey, why don't you leave her alone? But I said it loud enough.
So that everyone else can, yes.
And three or four other people came over immediately.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, someone takes the initiative.
One person.
Yeah.
Just say something, yeah. Do something.
Yeah, like shut it down.
And everybody else
they want to.
Will jump in
right.
And help.
Right.
Because there's so many more of us.
Right, 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 right.
So this has to stop. And the people who are racist, who had a pretty good 4 years, need to go back and hide under a rock where they came from.
Right.
And it's going to take all of us to make that happen.
Right.
So 818-955-KLOS if you helped stop a crime. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock!
Worth $1,500.
Yeah, according to the tote board, it's up to $1,500.
That's coming up in just a second. Right now, we're talking about you helping stop a crime. KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, I just stopped a crime. I was with my mom, and there's two kids that, like, they're, like, fighting, and I don't know. I just kind of, like, stepped up and just kind of told them to, like, go away. They're, like, high school guys.
Huh? It's sort of shocking a lot of times how easy it is.
Yeah, to shut it down.
Right.
Yeah.
You just stepped in and you know.
A lot of times, honestly, weirdly, when they are doing something like that, they want to be stopped. Do you know what I mean? There's some part of your head that goes, I'm way out
maybe,
of control
yeah.
right now, and if someone were to shut it down. You know, we were talking about how you were saying your kids want to know where their boundaries are.
Yeah, they always they push like all adults, like all people.
So maybe, you know, these people, when you get into that situation, you're looking for someone to shut you down.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you. So have you ever stopped a crime?
Yeah, I have. I stopped somebody that was shoplifting from a Starbucks. And actually, like, physically tackled the guy. And,
wow. Physically tackled him. Nice. What did the guy do after you tackled him?
Nothing, but get arrested. I just had my elbow on his face until the cop got there, so.
Right on.
I like it. Well
yeah.
done.
Yeah. I mean, you save that employee probably at Starbucks quite a bit of grief because, you know, it comes, then they come back to you.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You helped stop a crime?
Well, I tried to once when I was in downtown Long Beach. I saw a guy beating up on what I'm assuming is his girlfriend, and this other guy got involved. I was sitting in the smoking section way far away, yelling at the guy not to beat up his girlfriend. This other guy gets involved, and they start fighting. He gets away. He comes over to me, and he's asking me, can you believe what just happened? And I told him, no, and I'm sorry I can't help you because I'm stuck over here, but I was shouting at the top of my lungs, telling him to not beat up his woman and he shouldn't be hitting her. And I mean, they were pretty far away from me, but everybody in the smoking section at the vault was just staring at me like I was crazy.
But by the way, just because you can't go over and tackle the guy doesn't mean making noise is not an important
part
of that.
No, that's a great thing to do. Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It does let everybody else know in the area that there's something wrong going on.
Brings attention to the right. person that can shut it down. Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Right, and that's what I was hoping for, but nobody else was around. It was this one guy who got involved.
No, wow. I hear you, but you did the right thing.
Yeah, 100%. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I was calling to tell a story about helping somebody out.
Yes, please.
Okay. There was a guy, I was going out for a drink with some friends, so I pulled up and parked. As I was walking to the car, I saw some commotion going on in another car, and when I walked up to the car, the woman looked at me with just a little over her face, and I just yelled, stop, and I punched the driver's side window, and the guy just didn't stop, and I hit it again, and then he, like, realized I was there, like, oh, my God, and he, like, looked at me, and he bolted out the passenger side of the car. I went chasing him, and there were people coming out of the back of the bar, and he hit one dude and dropped him, and I told the other people as I ran by, go up the lady in the Cadillac. You know, I couldn't catch the guy, but when I came back, the paramedics, the police, and everybody were there, and the guy was running so fast, his shoes came off, and I come back with a pair of shoes, and they're like, what the hell, who's, you know, here's this guy, he just come walking up, and they're in the middle of all this, you know, and I just, they asked me what I saw, what happened, and a couple weeks later, I went to the bar to ask about the lady, if they knew anything that happened, and
They said she had a 54 stitches on her neck.
Oh,
and her
man.
Set up.
Wow.
And at the time, you know, all I saw, you know, your instant reaction is fight or flight. Like,
yep.
And I just, you know, I mean, I didn't have a weapon on me, anything, but I was going to kill her. Maybe I was lucky I didn't catch him. You know?
Right.
No, but you did the absolute right thing.
Smells pretty hot. Wow, still.
Yep. Wow. That's pretty hot.
That's a taste test Tuesday. We'll kick your ass.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we have $1,500.
Dang. For this 1 second of nonstop rock.
We're going to play you 1 second. You be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. Tell us the artist and the song title, and you'll win $1,500.
So good luck. Listen closely. Here you go. What is that? Mr. Plant & Co. speaking truth there, and I was going to start this, but I didn't.
You would start
totally
that
my fault.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's nobody's
fault.
I mean,
it says in the paperwork, start it.
Oh.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this? Hello.
Hello. We can't hear you. Oh, they hung up. That's kind of weird. So caller 13 hung up, which means we move on to this nice human. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Justin Briggs. Justin Briggs.
Justin, you just sort of got lucky because caller 13 hung up. So you're up.
Right on, man. I'm ready for it.
You get a chance to win the $1,500. We're going to play a clip real quick, and then you tell us the song title and artist. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Take a deep breath. Here you go. What is that?
I'm going to say it's Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
It is not.
It is not.
But thanks for trying. And now it's worth $2,000. That'll be tomorrow.
$2,000 between 3 and 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and that wraps up another day.
Yeah, and a twofer from Van Halen. That was delicious. Mmm, tasty. I got to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy.
I will.
Peace out.
As you've probably seen all over social media today, it was on this day in rock in 1967 when the photo session for the Sgt. Pepper's album cover took place at the Chelsea Manor Studios in London. There's a lot of very interesting information online if you're interested in that photo shoot. It was on this day in rock in 1976 when the Sex Pistols played their first show at the 100 Club in London and then began a weekly residence, C, in June. It was on this day in rock in 2000 when Mick Jagger visited his old grammar school. He opened the New Arts Center there that had been named after him at Dartford Grammar.